Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm your host, who boasts the most roast, Dr. Mike Todorovich, joined
by... Do you like roasts?
Depends on the animal. Makes it sound not very appetizing. I don't like pork.
Roadkill. Oh, sorry.
Depends on the roadkill. Here in Australia...
Kangaroo.
The roadkill tends to be kangaroo. I have eaten...
Wombat.
I've never eaten wombat. I don't even think that that's an option. I have eaten kangaroo multiple times, and if done well, kangaroo is delicious. And for those in our international audience who think we're being disgusting right now, kangaroo are a very common animal here.
Not in the cities, because I think particularly I think Americans think that like they're just hopping around like...
Well, that's how I get to work, right? Yeah. Like, just hopping its
like,
little...
I don't know, like pigeons?
Yeah. It's weird that you but compare kangaroos to pigeons.
I just mean like that
just
ubiquitous.
Just perching on the edge of a building.
But once you go
they
out...
are in the bush.
Once you go out into the regional areas...
They're recognised as pests.
Sometimes they're... dangerous because particularly at dusk or daybreak.
It'd be like deer in the
US,
right?
They're just everywhere and they can, you know, cause havoc to cars.
I assume hitting a kangaroo would be like hitting a deer.
Yeah.
Especially if you're hitting a big red, which are the big kangaroos that we have here. Why did I bring kangaroos up?
Roast.
Oh, that's right. You asked me. Okay. Don't worry about any of that. I don't eat kangaroo anymore. I don't eat much meat anymore, to be honest. But... regardless, today's topic,
has nothing to do with...
No. It's called the ampulla. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ampulla?
Ampulla?
Ampulla.
Ampulla. Ampulla. Ampulla.
Ampulla.
Ampulla. Who's she? Ampulla? Do you know her? No, I don't know her. So, ampulla, A-M-P-U-L-L-A, the ampulla, a very important part of the uterine
tube. And it actually should be your nickname.
Why is that?
Because what it is... is it's a globular ancient Roman bottle with a narrow neck.
This is great. This is great.
So I'll show you a picture of it there.
That helps others. Oh, okay.
That's an ampulla.
Oh, so when people say an ampule of something,
ampule,
like pharmacologically talking about a drug, one ampule is referring to the amount that can fit within a container like...
Ampule is the Frenchianized... version.
Sorry?
I don't know what the term is.
The French.
So, yeah, French.
Frank.
Frankenized? Frankenized. I like that. Yeah, Frankenized from ampule.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, ampulla.
So, but the point here is that we're talking about the biological ampulla, which is the part of the uterine tube or fallopian tube that thins.
Well, let's just wait. Because there's multiple locations in the body that could be described as an ampulla.
Oh, okay. You begin. You begin. You did the prep.
No, actually,
here.
I was gonna ask you those locations.
Okay. My neck.
No, first of all, so that's the definition. So it is this structure that's got a kind of a bulbous base with a narrow in. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's so with the anatomists that have named these different body parts.
So you're asking me to think of a part of the body that has a bulbous base with a narrowing.
Narrow neck.
Right. Pass.
Take it away.
Is my answer. Pass.
No, you've given one, which is brilliant.
Yeah, the uterine tube.
Yeah, the uterine tube.
That part of the uterine tube.
So let's just go with that for a second.
All right.
So with the ampulla of the uterine tube, what do you know about it?
I know that it is towards the end.
Which end?
The end that have the little fingertip-like projections with the fimbriae that take in the ovary.
Brilliant.
Well, it doesn't take in the ovary. It takes the oocyte that gets ovulated from the ovary.
The ovum.
So you've got the fimbriae, the fingertip-like projections at the very end of the uterine tube, which then takes it into the infundibulum.
Okay, that's the funnel. Yeah.
That's the funnel, which then ultimately the oocyte or the ovum will travel down the uterine tube.
Not too far
to the ampulla.
Brilliant.
Right? And this is often where fertilization occurs.
That's right.
Where the sperm will meet the ovum.
So this is the bulbous part.
Right.
And then it goes into the isthmus, which is
the
narrowing.
Thin neck.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that's perfect. You described it perfectly.
So the ampulla isn't the thin neck. It's just it's the bulbous part.
But it probably is followed shortly after by something that is like a thin neck.
Right. So are you saying that the isthmus is part of the ampulla then?
Well, I guess so.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then from there it goes into the uterus.
Yeah, so it has to go all the way up, which has still got a long way to go,
all
the way around to the uterus, the top superior aspect of the uterus. That's right. So that's a good one. That's one.
Okay.
Any others?
Would I know this answer?
Yep.
Can you give me a clue as to where in the body?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pancreas.
Oh, okay. Where the pancreatic duct enters the duodenum.
So usually it's in anatomy textbooks, it'll be a eponym.
The ampulla of Vader?
Vader.
Darth Vader.
That's right. I was going to say that actually.
The ampulla of Vader.
Vader. V-A-T-E-R.
Not V-A-D-E-R.
No.
Okay. So not the ampulla of Darth Vader. All right.
No, Vader.
Okay.
Vader.
So is there another one?
Let me just explain that one. So this one is the combination of joining the main pancreatic duct with the bile duct.
And so the tube that goes from the gallbladder and the tube that comes from the pancreas that both squeeze substances into ultimately what's destined to be the duodenum.
Yep.
So this is where they come together. That's the ampulla.
The ampulla before they go into the duodenum.
Yep.
That's right. Through the major papillary duct, I think.
Yep.
Now, the better term for it now is, because we're getting rid of eponyms, right?
Yes.
Is the hepatopancreatic ampulla.
The hepatopancreatic ampulla.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And that's more descriptive than Mr. Vater.
Hepatic refers to the liver and its various structures like the gallbladder, the pancreas, ampulla tells you it's this, is it the bulbous or the thinning? And now I'm so confused whether the ampulla is only the bulbous aspect.
I think it is more the wider area, technically.
But maybe it's the wider area in close proximity to a thinner area.
I think you're right. So just a clinical point there, I'm kind of fusing in the clinicals with the description here. An interesting one. If you were to have cancer of the ampulla of, okay, hepatopancreatic ampulla.
Yep.
If you were to have cancer of this, how do you think your stools would look? Now, this is a specific sign.
Right. Well, my assumption would be if I've got cancer here, I've got an overgrowth or abundance of cells possibly blocking the duct, which would lead to a lack of bile being pushed into the duodenum, which means that the fat doesn't get broken down. So I'd have a fatty, greasy stool.
Yeah.
Is there any more to this?
Close. You're halfway there.
Okay.
And what sometimes happens with a cancer in the bowel? What does the actual cancer do? You've spoken about the obstruction. You spoke about the obstruction, but what's sometimes another sign of...
Well, it can overproduce substances that is squirted out.
What's one of the signs of, like, you know, bowel cancer? One of the common signs?
Constipation.
Could be.
Bleeding.
Bleeding.
Yeah.
So it could produce bleeding.
Oh, so not just fatty, greasy stools, yeah, but fatty, blood. Greasy stools with blood. Okay.
Now add those two together and you get your poo colour.
Which would be red.
No, it's actually more silver-like.
Oh.
So a silver poo,
yeah,
is a sign of,
right,
cancer of this particular ampulla.
There you go.
Which is a combination of melana. How do you pronounce it?
Melanocytes?
No. Just the poo, digested blood in poo.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Melana. Something like that.
Right.
Which is digested blood.
Okay. Yes. Not frank blood.
Not frank.
Okay. So it's not this bright red blood, which is telling you that...
It's a terrible smelling poo.
Right.
Okay. Digested blood poo.
Right. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. okay. Cool. So tell us about the other ampulla.
Okay. Another one which is fairly common, you could call the ampulla of the rectum, which is the widening part, which is the reservoir of poo.
Right. What do you mean the reservoir of poo? Does poo sit there?
Poo sits there.
Right.
Sits there, starts to build up.
Oh, waiting for the internal and external sphincter to say, open the gate.
Correct. So as it gets
for you, bigger, floodgate.
As it gets bigger and distends that region more,
yeah,
it will be knocking on the door of your nerve saying, hey.
It's time.
It's time.
Yeah.
Take us to the throne.
Right. Yeah. I like that.
So that's the ampulla of rectum.
Yep.
You can also have the ampulla of the ductus deferens.
Okay. Ductus deferens is the vas deferens.
Yep.
Yep. So this is the tube that goes from the testes into basically the prostate.
Yeah, exactly. So just kind of where it starts to meet up with the seminal vesicle.
Yeah.
In that's the ampulla, which is the widening part of the ductus deferens.
So it seems to happen where ducts come together.
Yeah.
Not quack, quack, but tube, tube.
And then lastly, the one I found is in the semicircular canal, which is in the balance center of your vestibular system.
Oh, okay.
So there's the ampulla, which have the cupules, which are the kind of hair cells that slosh around your semicircular canals, and that's a widened outer part which allows those hairs to kind of, it's almost like a bunch of
hairs.
Grass that's
moving in the breeze.
Moving the breeze, yeah. And that gives your brain an indication of where your head is in space.
Nice.
And that's the ampulla of the semicircular canals.
Oh, cool.
So the take-home point of ampulla.
Yes.
There's multiple regions in the body, but they're probably the dilated region, but like you said, is in close proximity of probably a narrow region.
Love it. Love
it. So it's a narrow-necked globular bottle.
Like me.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.